An effort is underway to legalize recreational marijuana in North Dakota. A group spearheading that effort has submitted a proposed initiative measure to Secretary of State Al Jaeger.
It's just time to end prohibition. There's no reason for it to be illegal, nor should there ever been one. And I think there's enough data out there now showing that it's a good thing to do.
Steering committee member Josh Dreyer of West Fargo says one of his motivations to legalize marijuana was how it went with the medical marijuana measure, and that the 2017 legislature rewrote it, delaying its implementation.
You know, because of regulations and loopholes that and guidelines that you have to have with medical, you know, this is a huge deal they have to figure out. With our bill, there's not going to be hardly anything they need to figure out. One of the things our bill has to deal with is the actual legalization of it. One of the problems with the medical bill was they didn't even decriminalize marijuana.
Dreyer says the measure would simply decriminalize pot and it would be treated the same as alcohol. That means you would have to be 21 to use it.
Say a 19-year-old gets busted with a joint. Instead of possession charge, which could potentially, well, not potentially, but which would ruin his adult life, he would get an MIP, just like, say, he was caught with a beer. And as we all know, MIPs aren't as damaging as possession charges are on your criminal record.
Dreyer said he has already heard from a number of people who have told him they did not vote for the medical marijuana measure because they were waiting for a full decriminalization measure. He says he believes the measure could well exceed the number of yes votes that medical marijuana received. First, that group needs 13,452 valid signatures to get it on the ballot. Dreyer says the plan is to have it before voters in the November 2018 general election. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.